With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. economy grew at a surprisingly strong 4.3% annual rate in the third quarter, the most rapid expansion in 2 years. Economist Steve Moore is a longtime critic of tariffs, but he says President Trump's policies seem to be bearing fruit.
Some of the trade deals, many of the trade deals that he's been able to negotiate have been fantastic. We're talking about well over $1 trillion of foreign investment coming into the United States.
And Moore made his comment to the Salem Radio Network. As the holiday season comes to a close, the National Retail Federation says it's time for more and more returns at the stores.
17% of holiday purchases will be sent back this year. More retailers are reporting extended return windows and increased holiday staff to handle the rush this year. A major driver for returns is uncertainty. When we buy for other people, finding what they want is a bit of a guessing game. Online purchases have higher return rates because finding the right size and color is tough when you're just staring at images on a screen.
And that is Bill Alexander reporting. Julie Walker reports on the wintry weather dumping snow in parts of the Northeast.
In New York City, folks are shoveling out from a winter storm that dumped around 4 inches here, but up to 10 inches in the Catskills, says National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovic.
It was pretty quick moving, but it did produce periods of heavy snow. And there was some pretty decent accumulations.
When it comes to air travel in the storm, JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark lead FlightAware's misery map when it comes to delays and cancellations for the day. All three airports and carriers blaming weather conditions. Julie Walker, New York.
Heavy storm slammed Southern California this week, producing the region's wettest Christmas in years and sending mud and debris into many homes. This is SRN News. The church finds itself divided on the issue of abortion.
According to a poll of regular churchgoers released by the Family Research Council, 26% believe that abortion is not acceptable under any circumstance. 19% say the procedure is only acceptable when the mother's life is at risk, while 12% feel that abortion is okay if the unborn baby will suffer from significant mental or physical defects. The survey also reveals that nearly one-third of churchgoers have no opinion on abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Department of Health and Human Services has unveiled a series of regulatory actions designed to keep children from undergoing sex change operations. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says that this is not medicine, in his words, it's malpractice. Sex-rejecting procedures rob children of their futures, he says. Medicaid programs in slightly less than half of states currently cover sex change operations. This is SRN News. The Kansas City Chiefs announced on Monday that they'll be leaving their longtime home at Arrowhead Stadium for a new dome stadium that will be built across the Kansas-Missouri state line and be ready for the start of the 2031 season.
The announcement came shortly after a council of top Kansas lawmakers voted unanimously inside a packed room at the state capitol to allow the state to issue a little more than $2.4 billion in bonds to cover about 60% of the cost of the new stadium, a new training facility, and retail and entertainment space. The Chiefs intended their $3 billion stadium project to be built in Kansas City, Kansas, near the Kansas Speedway and a retail district known as the Legends. The area included Children's Mercy Park, home of Major League Soccer Club Sporting Kansas City, and Legends Field, the home of the Kansas City Monarchs minor league baseball team. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And you'll find more of these stories at srnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.